Not Calverton. Far away.
You don't know the meaning of fucker power. See, you heard the mortars blasting around you. Then you heard the sounds of the screaming. Then you heard the voices. Yes, I remember the terror. Back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Pine Tree, 1967. You know what terrified me the most? The realization that I loved it! That I loved it! Everybody wonders how they'll react to the comeback. Everybody wonders the first time they have to sling lead at another human being. How will they react to it? I remember feeling a sense of arousal. I remember being outside of a village. Hooch is sitting there. I remember actually getting turned on as I jammed home that banana clip, pulled back the bolt, and just went running in there. Yeah, diving and rolling. Coming up firing. Oh. Cut those hooches to the ground. Get them while they run there. One wounded. On his elbows, backing up. Look at everything. I'm not lying this way. I don't lie. I'd say, yeah, right, buddy. Yeah, right. Uncle Sam says hi. And I'd leave him lay there for the buzzards. I remember one time we captured one from a unit that had been plaguing us for weeks. Say, what are we gonna do, Sarge? What are we gonna do? I said, we're gonna have some fun. That's what we're gonna do. I stood in front of him and I took out my 45 and I hit the button and the clip dropped to the ground. The prisoner's looking at me. I took out one round and I put it in the chamber. And then I took my knife and I untied his hands. I said, What are you? He understood what I meant. One shot to get him before he got to the jungle. He knew it was the only hope. He had to run. And so run he did. He was running in a serpentine maneuver back and forth. I took careful aim. I held my breath there. I fired there. He kept on going. The men said, what do you want me to do, son? What do you want me to do? I just reached down and I grabbed the wire that tripped the claymore. Go ahead out there. I'm sure there's a lot of it splattered in the elephant grass. Come on, men! Move on! Yeah! And as the years went by, I'd re-up. Another tour! I could not get it off there! There was nothing like it! I volunteered for every mission there was! Because I love to kill! After a while, even my own men got afraid of me. They'd look at me and they'd see that look in my eyes that said this. So they gave me a wide berth. They were afraid not to follow my orders. They'd have charged a sprinting machine gun if I told them to. But I guess somebody must have turned me into base HQ. Because a lieutenant came out. He said, where's the one they call Fury? I said, who wants to know?
He said, Lieutenant Jervis, a dead hot!
I snapped to attention. He said, what's this I hear? That you take no prisoners in the literal sense. That you go through these woods as some kind of psychopathic killer.
I said, it's war, sir.
He said, it's war. It's not the Marquis de Sade, for crying out loud. Look at you. You got more ears than E.F. Hutton, for crying out loud. Take that necklace off. He said, let me tell you something. If I hear of you abusing a prisoner, if I hear of you wantonly disregarding human life under the guise of the United States Marine Corps, I'd court-martial you, you hear me? Now, I want you personally to take this prisoner to our headquarters in one piece. You got me? You got me?
I said, I got you.
He said, now move out! You get down to the mess tent and you get him some rations right now, and then you come back here and you pick him up. Then you take him when you're supposed to take him. That is a direct order!
Oh, sure enough, I got in the Jeep. I thought, oh, for crying out loud.
I'll be right back, sir. I took off. I popped a quick U-turn around that tent. And I came back with an idea. I came back and I headed straight for him. Mr. Lieutenant! Sorry! Accelerator is stuck! Oh, did I hit the... I'm sorry. Did I hit... Oh, gee. Oh, no. Oh, Lieutenant, come on. What are they... Who maintains these Jeeps anyway? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I really am. It was a total accident.
You're rocking. You know you're listening to the original. DC 101.